Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Yud. And we are on Tes Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. And we're talking about what happens when one is bringing the Bikurim and one is designated the Bikurim and something happens. So we learned that one is Chayav Bachrayas. One is Chayav Bachrayas. This is different than, let's say, Truma. Right? If I'm offering Truma, then the Truma gets lost. So then it's no, I don't have a Chayav. Truma gets lost. Truma gets becomes Tameh. It has to be burned. I don't have a chiv achrayis until it gets to the hands of the kohen. But by bikurim is different. Bikurim until I have a chiv to bring it to the base of mikdash. So until I bring it to the base of mikdash, then there is a chiv, and I have to replace. And interestingly, as we learned, you don't have to replace it with like the next new bikurim. The next new bikurim, is not on the. No, it's not going to be also a get the status of Bikurim. No, anything. You can put anything you want, and that will have the status of Bikurim. Vashniyim, that's what the Mishnah says. Shniyim ain chayav an aleim ishim chomesh. The second one, there's no chiyav of chomesh. And you're not kore. There's no mikra Bikurim on them, obviously, because they're not real Bikurim. Okay, so we spoke about what happens if they became tummy in the base in the Azara, in the Har HaBayis. We spoke about the difference between those two, the Tosfos Yontif, the Mishnah Rishonah's comment on the Mishnah that we said. Nitmu Bazara, four lines from the bottom. Nitmu Azara, if it became tame, no fates, veino kore. So then, no fates, then we have to throw it on the ground, veino kore. Why do we throw it on the ground? Because we want to make sure that nobody comes to eat it, but you can't take it out because it already came into the Azara and it already has Kedusha, so you can't take it out. Rav Chava bar Ukva b'shem Rav Yossi bar Chanina. Three lines to the bottom. Nitzmu ha-bikurim ha-salam nitanim l'kohanim. If the bikur become tamei, the baskets, though, we'll learn later on in this Pesach about the baskets. We haven't spoken about them yet. The baskets that you brought the bikurim in, they go to the kohanim. The kohanim gets the basket. The kohen takes the basket. The tenna, unusual word in Tanakh, takes the tenna from your hand, and the drasha that we have is the bottom marafolda. Sometimes the kohen's only going to take the tenna. That's what the pasuk's referring to. He takes the basket. Sometimes he's only going to get the basket, meaning if the bikurim became tameh, he's not taking those bikurim. And therefore, but he gets the basket. He gets something out of what was brought. The Rambam here, we'll have a number of these today, the Rambam here clearly had the opposite girsa. Because the Rambam says, and when the Bikurim become Tami, the Kohen does not take the basket. Right? Exact opposite of what we have. The Mefarshim pointed out, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, Heviyam b'kli matchis notal ha-Kohen Bikurim v'chozer ha-kli l'bailav. If you bring it in a metal kli, the Kohen takes the Bikurim and you give back the kli. V'heviyam b'salam shalah rava v'chalav v'chayotz v'ner Bikurim v'asalam l'Kohenim. We'll get to that later on, Be'ez Hashem, which baskets go to the Kohen and which doesn't. V'im nitzvu ha-Bikurim ein ha-salam l'Kohenim. Explicit against our Gemara. So you're going to say, oh, the Rambam forgot. No, the Rambam didn't forget this. Yerushalmi. You have to say the Rambam had the opposite girsa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Yesh lo tamua, the Yerushalmi perakama, amrinan ifcha. Right? And that's the girsa of the Rasha and the Rasha. Rabbeinu gores ein asam lakonim, ulfizeh, so you have to come up with a new drasha. Right? We just said drasha, v'laka hakoin a tena biyadecha. Sometimes he only gets the tena. So what kind of drasha that the Rambam has? Ein hakohen. So you have to say midichsev hatene mashba hatena aniskar ima bikurim kishem ruuyim. You get the tena when it's with the bikurim, and if there's no bikurim, then kind of like there is no tena, and the basket loses its significance. Therefore, the kohen is not going to get it. That's how the Rambam understands, and the Ma'arei Kirkus also quotes that the Rambam must have had a different girsa, but I like our girsa. I like our girsa, says the Ras, the Ma'arei Kirkus, Hagirsa ha'acheres ole yafe. Our girsa works out nicely. Okay, we continue. Hare she'evi mi'menache echad. So says the Mishnah had a machlokas. Right? The Mishnah said, remember the case, I was ba'afrish bikurim, and then I sold my field. So if I sold my field, so then maybe veino kore. I'm not going to be kore. And we said earlier, it must, what do you mean? How are you allowed to do that? If you picked the bikurim and it was roy for kriya, then you have to do the kriya. It must be that when you picked it originally, you had in mind that you're going to sell the field. So if that was true, so then it was never roy for kriya, and therefore the lack of kriya doesn't ruin it. But says the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, if I was mafresh bikurim and then I sold the field, so now the buyer wants to bring bikurim. So does he bring bikurim? So from the same min. If I brought bikur, if I'm bringing bikurim from grapes, and he wants to bring more bikurim from grapes, he can't do that, right? Eino maybe, because there's already bikurim from these, and maybe that you can't. It doesn't have the status of bikurim. You're going to bring bikurim from grapes. I already brought the bikurim from grapes from this field, so you can't bring it. Min acher maybe bikurim. But if my field has three different types of species of the shivas aminim, you can bring from something else. If I only did grapes, you could do pomegranates, you could do dates. That's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, even from the same min, you could bring. Even from the same min, Rabbi Yehuda says, afeos amin, maybe, bakore, that is possible. Again, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like the Rabbanan. And that is, you can't bring it from different minim. The Rambam here is in Dalid Hay. We pass like the Rabban. Hifish bikurav umachra sadeu mevi veino kore. Shini yachalomar shenasata li Hashem. Shahari einlo, if you sold the field. Vahalokeach eino chayav lahafish bikurim acherim me oso hamin shekvar hifish bimenu hamocher. Vim hifish, he's not interesting how the Rambam understands. Eino hasheni eino mevi, he has no chiyav to be mevi. The Rambam understands that. There's no chiyav because this min is already taken care of. Vim hifish, maybe ve'eno kore. So the way I just explained it was that he's not allowed to, and it's not called bikurim. And if you bring it, you're not allowed to bring it because then it'll be like chulin bazara. But the Rambam understands that as ve'em hifrish, he has eno chayev lahafrish. But if you're mafrish, maybe ve'eno kore. Avol mimin acher, mafrish umevi bekore. So a different way to understand the Mishnah also. Second Rambam with a different understanding, not a different girsa. The Rambam would just say here, eno mevi means he has no chayev lahavi. But if he wants to, he can. Says the Gemara, who is this needed for? Meaning the line in the Mishnah that says, mimin acher, mevi v'kore, and the one that says that if the same min, you can't. So, lamin nitzrecha l'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why? Afagav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Magid, V'chozer, Umagid. If, I'm sorry, the continuation of this is also talking about, later on in the Mishnah, it says, if you bring from the same, even from a different min, you don't have Kriya. Right, later on in the Mishnah, that's what this line of the Gemara is going on, the last line of the Mishnah. Hari shehevi mimin echad, v'chozer hehevi mimin acher, hari ze'eino kare. If I brew up pomegranates, and then the same year, I bring dates or figs, there's no kriya. There's no mikra bikurim. So the Gemara says, who is that psak needed for? So, lamin nitzrecha l'Rabbi Yehuda. It's for Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Afagav Rabbi Yehuda omer magid v'chozer umagid, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that two different people for the same min could have two different kriyas. Hare shehevi mimin echad kara v'chozer v'hevi mimin acher, hare ze'eno kare. But even Rabbi Yehuda would say, you can't be, the same person can't be kara even with two minim. Look, the Gra quotes the Hava Mina. Look at the Gra on the bottom, the Bir Agra. Tzrichal Rabbi Yehuda in the first column. Delachora. Kimod Rabbi Yehuda sover bimin echad bishne b'nei adam shasheni, maybe v'kore. If Rabbi Yehuda says, the same type with two people is enough. So maybe the same thing, two different types with the same person is enough. Havi Amina who adin ba demechan mishnei minim sheyikra al min hasheni kishemevi. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, the same in two different people is enough to allow you to do kriya. So maybe two different minim and the same person is also enough to allow you to do kriya. Lachei tani masisa beferish. That's why our Mishnah says no. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say, right? You're not korei. You can only do kriya once. You have to do hava. If they bring it to the base of Mikdash, but you only do one mikra bikurim. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Tani, Rav Shimon, back in the Gemara, Tani, Rav Shimon Bayachai, Kain, V'yamarta, V'samachta. Right, the Pasuk says, as we have seen, the Pasuk by Bikurim, at a time of Simcha. You have to do it at a time of Simcha. And if you do it at a time of Simcha, so then that's where the Chiyav is. Havi Omer ala Simcha. Right? We had, that's why the time of Simcha ultimately is between Shavuos and Sukkos and Visamachta. And we darshin, the Marafolda quotes the Rash, Klomar Shei Simcha b'min Arishon. That's the Drasha. That's true Simcha. What do you mean, Dafka Simcha b'min Arishon? It must be the first times. There's nothing like it, right? You bring it every year, the first, even the second time, even the second time. You ever have a second day Rosh Hashanah? It's amazing, but it's not the same. But the first day shaking a lulav. First day, the second day loses something, just naturally. Right? There's a halacha even based on a pasuk, I think in Yechezkel, that when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to come out the same doorway that you went in. You always have to go out a different doorway. Right? Why? Because we want you to still be in that state of excitement and newness and see, like the first time. Right? The second time already, something is lost. So the simcha that's required for mikra bikurim has to be undiluted and first, and that's v'samachta, v'amarta v'samachta, haviyomar la simcha, because the first time really, that's where it is, it is felt, but not after that. Okay. Says the Mishnah. So far we've had in this parak, remember this parak is about the who and the what. Right? Who has to bring Bikurim, Hava, and Mikra, and which fruits are subject to Bikurim? We have the Shivas Aminim. And the when. So this is a continuation of the when. So we have the unusual cases so far. Right? Remember the first Mishnah, back on Daf Aleph? We have the whole list. There are some people that are maybe Vikore, some people are maybe Veinokore, and some people aren't maybe. So that we started with the third list. Who aren't maybe? Right? And now we're going all the way back. Who are the regular cases? Maybe Vikore. What are the regular cases? Elu, Mavi, and Vikorin. So these are the ones that are maybe Vikore. Min Atzeres Arachag, right? The regular case of Shavuos to Sukkos, right? That's the classic, ultimate, foremost time of bringing the Bikurim, and that's why Shavuos is called the Chag HaBikurim, right? The newness, that's when the fruit are brought, and therefore that's mevi v'kore. Remember the Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar writes on Parshas Emor, right, why the date of Shavuos is not written, not only the date of Shavuos is not written in the Torah, but the event of Shavuos. Right, when it says in the Torah, Parshas Emor, that you have to have a holiday 50 days after Pesach, it does not say that it's Matan Torah. It does not say that it's Matan Har Sinai. It doesn't say that. That's the holiday of Shavuos. In Pinchas, it doesn't say it. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that what we celebrate as Shavuos is Matan Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That's only in Torah Shebaal Peh, not in Torah Shebechzav. The same thing with Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. It just says on the first day of Tishrei, you should have a holiday. Right? And Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, and there's an Isser Malacha. Right? So both of those, the fact that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, the fact that Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, does not say anywhere in the Torah Shebechzav. Why? Because it says the Klei Yakar, right? He overlapped, I think, with the Maharal in Prague, right? They're a little bit later. They're both buried right there in that cemetery right next to the Maharal Shul in Prague, next to the Altanai Shul. So he says, because really every day is Yom HaDin and every day is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It should never become old. Right, if you say, if the Torah designates one day as Yom HaDin, then we could say, okay, the rest of the year is not really Din. Right, or the rest of the year, I didn't get the Torah today. No, Hashem wants us to feel as if every day is opening day. Every day is Kabbalah Satorah, every day is new. Like the Simcha here. Like for Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, it has to be ultimate, undiluted, first. Right, the first, again, and every year is new. That's okay. Right, once a year is enough new for us. But that's the Klei Yakar about Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Good, we continue the Mishnah. So again, Shavuos to Sukkos, Mishivas Haminim, as we have said, from the Shivas Haminim, Min HaPeirush Shebaharim U'min HaTzmarim Shebaamakim, right, from the fruit of the mountains and from the dates of the valleys, that's the superior. Remember, that's what we said in the previous Mishnah. We said it's not brought from the inferior. And we pointed out, this halacha is a reflection, again, how Bikurim are different than all the other mitzvahs hatulias ba'aretz. All the others applies to all, I don't know, maybe Dagadur is v'yitzar, but maybe the Rambam, again, all fruit. But you don't care if they're good or bad. If I have, inferior type of dates. My mother used to call them sad. These apples are sad, right? That, these, you look at them, they're like Nebuch, right? So you still have to get Chumas and Maestros from them, but not Bikurim. Not Bikurim. Bikurim is only from the superior. Remember, we had that a couple of days ago, where we asked, what happens if you give from the inferior, right? Is it B'di Eved? Is it Bikurim? So we said, oh, well, maybe, machlokas, but we said, oh, maybe you can bring a raya, because by truma, you're supposed to give, you're not allowed to give minara la yafeh. And if you do minara la yafeh, but the eved, truma so truma. Right? Because that's what we said, nesi es chet, if it's emeno kadosh, nesi es chet lama. Right? But what the Gemara is machali, the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. By truma, maybe by the eved, it's okay if you do minara la yafeh, because bichlal, the ra is chayiv, and truma is a maestros. The only question is, could you be minara la yafeh? By bikurim, the inferior are not chayiv at all in bikurim. So maybe you would say that if you bring from the inferior, it's not bikurim at all. But here, so that's what the ultimate is, to bring from the superior. Mina peirah shebaharim umina tamarim shebaamakim. Umizeis heshemen, and from the special olives that produce oil. Ume eiver layardein. Whoa. Tanakama here says, eiver hayardein. Eiver hayardein, the east side of the Jordan, that is, you bring bikurim from there. Rabbi Yosef Lili omer, ein mivim bikurim eiver layardein, she'ena eretz avas chalav advash. Right? No, you only bring, what does it say by Bikurim? You have to bring Bikurim from Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash. Eiver HaYarden, the east side of the Jordan, is not Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and therefore, you don't bring Bikurim from there. What does the Tanakama hold? What does the Tanakama hold? You bring from Eiver HaYarden. So the Ras Yirlio here quotes a drasha. What do you mean? Maybe you darshan it. Look at the third line of the Ras Yirlio. Omeiver HaYarden, Emori Shebe Eiver HaYarden, Hainu Eretz Sichon Va'og, Shein Amonu Moav, V'yafal pishen eretz avas chalav udvash, v'kol eber hayarden michshar, v'kra hachi kamer. How do you read the pasuk? V'yitin lanu es haaretz, t'haino eretz al shnei amamin, she'ein avas chalav udvash. V'od nasan lanu eretz chamisha amamin, she eretz avas chalav udvash. Harei gavni, trei gavni eretz kamer. You got to darshan each of the eretzes. We had before, you know, two eretzes, it says, because, you know, to emphasize that the chita and shemen are the bizake, the bias, right? We had before that, why dafka those two eretzes. He has a different drasha. Okay, you read this Mishnah, and it sounds like this is a machlokas on a daraisa level. You get that impression. Like, you have to bring from Eber a Yardin. It sounds like the Tanakhama says, yeah, and maybe this is different than all the other mitzvot satulias ba'aretz. Somehow there's a drasha, right? Because that's what it sounds like, right? If you look in the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, the Birkei Yosef is the Chida's commentary in Shulchan Aruch. Chida, Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Yosef, Birkei Yosef, right? The Chaim Sha'al or his Shuvas. The Chida has many, many svarim. One of the most prolific writers in history. He's more than 70. They say he wrote 71 svarim and he lived for 71 years. So what, a sefer per year. He must have caught up. I don't think he was writing at age 2. But if you look in Tuf Pei Tes, right, he has an old Al Chalki Shulchan Aruch. And Arach Chaim in Tuf Pei Tes, which is the siman about Sfiras HaOmer and Chadash a little bit. So he has 5 columns on, they're usually little pieces in the Birkei Yosef. He has 5 columns on the status of Eiver HaYarden. Can you bring Chadash from Eiver HaYarden? Right, that's his issue here. That's why it's here. I'm sorry, it's about 10 columns. But there, so he starts off. He says, "Ho'alti makar davar imati lasuye minchas haomer me'ever layardein." Could you bring the minchas haomer? Right, the carbon that's going to be matir the chadash from here. Olo vizu chakira pratis lalamed al haklal. And this question, this specific question that I'm asking, whether you could bring the Menachas Omer v'Emer HaYarden, is a specific question that's Melamed on the Klal, Eiver HaYarden, B'Klal Eretz Yisrael Olo. Right? It's a general question. And he says, I think it's a Machlokas Achronim, and he quotes many, many different sources here, obviously 10 pages. And then later on, he says, I think it's a Machlokas in Mastison, Mastisa, Sifra, Sifri, Tosefta. I think it's a machlokes in all of these, and I'm going to quote you all of them. And the first one he quotes starts with the Mishnah in Bikurim, first parak. He says, machlokes, sound Rabbi Yosef Lili and the Rabbanan, whether you can read Bikurim from Eber Yarden. It sounds like this is a machlokes from machlokes Daraisa. And he continues. It's pointed out that the Rambam clearly does not say that. The Rambam, in Ilchas Bikurim, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and the Mefarshim on the side point this out. The Rambam understands this as a machlokas within the world of Darabanan. Because Daraisa, for sure, it is not Eretz Avas Cholav Udvash, and you're not Chayiv in Bikurim Eber Yadim Daraisa. It's only Darabanan. Because the Rambam paskins that you're Chayiv in Darabanan. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lavi Bikurim Lemekdash, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Ein Le Bikurim Noagin, Ela Befnei Abayis of Eretz Yisrael Bavad, Bikurim are only Noheg, when we have a Beis HaMikdash and an Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Reishis Bikurin, Maschat Havi Beis HaShem Lakecha. Umivin Bikurin, Mi Divrehem, Me Are Sichon Va'og Umisuria. Sichon Va'og, that's Eber Yardin. Umisuria. Sha'akone Besuria, Kikone B'Yushalayim. Aval Amon, Umoav, Umitzrayim, Ubavel, the rest of Chutz Laretz, Aval Bishin Chayim Mitzuma, Umaishis Mi Divrehem, Ein Mivin Me Bikurin. Interesting. Right, because the other lands that surround Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring Trumas and Maisers from Midrabanan, but not Bikurim. Bikurim, though, is special Eber Yardin. So the Mefarshim point out, the Radvaz here says, Ulfi Diver Avenu, Shekasav, Deret Sichon Va'og, Eina Chayavis Alem Midrabanan, Masha Nechluku, Tanakamba, Vereb Yossi, Perak Aleph, in Bikurim, Imivim Bikurim, Eber Yardin, Bidrabanan Pligi. It must be they're arguing within the Rabbanan. Di mi daraisa havila misakatana kama. The Rabbi Yemei v'layardei. The Rabbi Lachor passing like the what? The Rabbi passing like the Rabbi Sechlili and the Mishnah. The Rabbi Sechlili is only saying his brother with the Rabbanan. Really, it's chayv daraisa. Pashas the Rabbi is passing like the Tanakama. And he's passing like the Tanakama. Then the Rabbi is saying that it's only within the world of the Rabbanan. Right? That's the Radvaz Hara and the other Mefarshim as well point that out in the Rambam. Good. But again, that's a big topic. The status of Eber Hayarde. We continue. Rabbi Yossi, Mishir, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina, Shisha, Sarmil, V'chizur, Chizur, Litziporen, Hein, Hein, Eretz, Avaschal, Abudvash. Rish Lakish is quoted as saying that really Eretz, Avaschal, Abudvash, the land flowing with milk and honey that has a lot of milk and honey. And we say the honey here means Dvash Tamarim, as we said, and the milk probably is milk of goats, not of cows. But Eretz HaKadosh, it's surrounding Tzipori. Tzipori, we know, is up north near Tveria. And Hoshea is one of the places, right, where the Sanhedrin was. And that's one of the big Torah centers in this time. So Eretz HaKadosh is surrounding Tzipori by 16 by 16 square mil. That's the Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, according to Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Yona, Mande Mekader, the one who, literally Mekader means to pierce and to go in. Remember we have that Lashon in Erevin, Mekadrin Baharim. When you have to measure the Tchum, remember the Mishnayos talk about, let's say you have a mountain, and you have to measure the Tchum. So you don't want to count the slope of the mountain as part of their, it's going to mess up the whole measurement. So what they used to do is like hold up a pole, a taller pole from lower down on the slope and a shorter pole on the slope, and then you hold a string that's going straight. It's going horizontally, going up. That's called makadrin. So it's ki'ilu, you don't take into account the slope. So, or going down, or the valleys. So, that's where the Lashon comes from. So Rabbi Yonah says, if you know how to do that, the professional makaders, manda makader, ilen shigronaya de beishan minhon. The slopes that are around Beit Sha'an, are Minhon, are included in this 15. I mean, Beit Shan isn't so far down, right? It's far down from Tveria over there. And so it's included. Even though we said before Beit Shan has some inferior types of fruit, but maybe this is talking about the slopes going up to Beit Shan. Manda Mekader also had the Bikas Ginosar Minhon, this valley of Ginosar. Exactly where that is, we don't know, but Ginosar is like Tveria, right? That's the fruits of Ginosar. So Minon, so these areas are also within those 15 by 15 mil around Tziporin. Mesivin the Rabbi Yonah, but they ask Akasha, Rabbi Yonah is saying that's the only section, that area is called Eretz Vazchal Vadvash, Vaksiv. But the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu promises Klal Yisrael that I'm going to take you out of Egypt, and bring you to a special land, right? There's two psukim that I put together here. Va'omar a'ale eschem me'oni mitzrayim el eretz, right? The pasuk says, you see, el eretz akanani achiti emir reprida evusi v'cholu, el eretz avaz chalav advash. And there's another pasuk, el eretz tova rechava, but either way, eretz avaz chalav advash. But you see from the psukim that sounds like that the whole Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Vaschal Vadvash, not just the area up north around Tzipori. Answer, Amar Lon, Asher Baz Vaschal Vadvash. You can still read it. I'm giving you this land that has in it Eretz Vaschal Vadvash, which is the area around Tzipori. Okay, so different ways of understanding. We assume generally that the whole land is called Eretz Vaschal Vadvash. Tani, says the Braisa, this is going back on Rabbi Yossi Haglili, another reason for Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili said, what is the reason the Mishnah say? You don't bring Bikurim from Eber Yardin because it's not Eretz Lavas Chalav Udvash. Tini, another drasha, Asher Nasatali, right, the land that you gave me, this is what we say in Mikra Bikurim. Hashem, thank you for giving me the land. Lo shenatati li ba'atzmi. And not a land that I took myself. And Eber HaYarden is a land that, so to speak, Reuven and Gad took for themselves. It wasn't given by the Goral, as is described in Yesh Nochlin, right, by the Goral and the Baskol that went out. It was more taken by Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Menashe, and that's why. That's why Bikur Bikurim is not appropriate. That's why no Bikurim. So two dais. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Gluli that you don't bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden? Either because it's not Eretz Baskol HaVidvash, or it was taken by those Shvatim. It wasn't given by the Goral. My Beineos, my Nafkamina, right? Amr Abi Avin, Chati Shevet Menashe Beineon. Right? The half of Shevet Menashe. This is a fascinating discussion. Because if you look in the end of Bamidbar, who were the ones that complained to Moshe, and we want to stay here, and we have a lot of cattle? Reuben and Gad. Chati Menashe is not there. They didn't ask for anything. But they were given it after, as we'll see. But Shevet Menashe. So Manta Amar Shernasatali, Ivil Shernatati Miatsmi. If you say the reason is that the one that was quoted in the Brisa that you gave me, Chati Shevet Menashe, Lo Nalo Miatsman. Shevet Menashe did not take. They were given it by Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if the reason for Rabbi Yosef Glili is the second one from the Brisa, then Chati Shevet Menashe would bring Bikurim from their portion of Eber HaYarden. Because that was given to them. But Manda Amar Eretz Vaskal Vidvash. But if you say it's Eretz Vaskal Vidvash reason of the Mishnah, Afilu Kain Eina Eretz Vaskal Vidvash. It's not the land of milk flowing with milk and honey, and therefore it wouldn't be Bikurim. Why is it the Mefarshim on Chumash wonder? Reuben and God asked for that land, the Eber HaYarden, and all of a sudden when Moshe divvies it up, he gives half of Menashe too. Right, so what's, I don't understand. So a couple of the Befart, one Rishon and one Achra. The Ramban in there on the Psukim in the end of Bamidbar, the Ramban says, because it was a large portion. It was too large. Mitchila lo bol lofanav Sheva Menashe. Menashe didn't come to Moshe ask, Aval kasher chilek haaretz l'shnei ha-shvatim ra shehi eretz gedolo yoser min haroi lahem. There was a lot of land on Eber HaYarden, even more than Reuven and Gad needed. Ubikesh misha yirtza liznachli imam. Anybody want to go? He asked for volunteers. Who wants to have some Eber HaYarden? V'hayu anashe misheve menashe sheyirtzu ba. Ulai anshe mikna hayu v'nasan lahem chelkam. Beautiful. That's the Ramban. If you look in the Netziv, unbelievable, the Netziv in Hemek Davar, in Dvarim. In Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Perek Gimel, remember he's reviewing the Jewish history. So the Netziv says the Psukim are a little difficult. Because what does the Pasuk say? I'm reading Gimel Yud Beis. The Aretz Azos Yarashnu Beis Ahim Yaro Esher Nachal Arnon VeChatzi Har Gilad VeArav Natzati LaRuvini VeLagadi. Pasuk Yud Beis, Reuven and Gad. The Yeser HaGilad VeChol Abasher Amlech Azog Natzati LaChatzi Shiver Menashe Yer Be Menashe LaKachem VeLargo VeChulu. And he goes into Menashe. Pasuk Tezvav. And then you go back to Reuben and Gad. So Moshe Rabbeinu talks about Reuben and Gad, then goes to Chati Menashe, and then goes back to Reuben and Gad. What's going on here? Says the Hemek Davar, below Davar Reku, this is not something empty. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Reuben and Gad, but they didn't have any Malamdim. They didn't have Gedolei Adar. Menashe had a number of Gedolei Adar. So Reuben and Gad went, but he had to make sure that there were leaders there. He wasn't going to allow them to take it unless they were also melamdim. B'shil shara Moshe Rabbeinu shebeir ha-yardin koach ha-torah ma'apt. Al-kein ishtadal la-hashtil b'kirbam gedolei Torah she-ya'iru mach shechei ha-ariz ba'or koach shalohem. This is classic Netziv. Everything is about the Torah. Everything about Tava Torah, almost every commentary of anything. So he says, Vishtada Moshe, so Moshe went to the some of the Mashon, like Menashe, and said, you know what, you want to go there? He had to convince them to go there. And he gave them, and you look at the borders, it was a large Nachala. Why? Because nobody wanted to go. So he had to convince them to go there to be with Reuven and Gad. And then that's why you have the order. And he quotes our Yerushalmi. They didn't take it, they were given it. right, for Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Seder HaParsha, Shochiach Moshe Li Yisrael Sheheichalach Log Nachlas Be'gad Bnei Ruvein, V'lo Yaha Yayachol Ligmar Atche Dibur and Chatzim Sheva Benashe V'gomar Imam Shenisratzu B'chelkam Oz Yada Moshe Ligmar Chilag Nachlas Be'gad Bnei Ruvein. And then he can finish Be'gad Bnei Ruvein. Oh, they're going there. They agreed. Okay, now we can finish up your Nachla. V'davar Zeh Yadua L'Kol Yisrael Ba'osa Shah U'mizeh Toros L'shtadel Ladur B'makam Torah Dafka Ki Bazeh Tluyim Hoye Yisrael. That's the Netziv in Paragimel of Dvarim. Okay, we continue. Hakone, there's a lot more, but we'll continue. Hakone Shloshi Lodis Bezok Shochaveiro, maybe Vikore. If somebody buys three trees, remember we had earlier? If somebody buys one tree, then I'm not Kore because I don't have any land. Two trees is Suffolk. Three trees is maybe Vikore. Because three trees, we for sure, even though you didn't say it explicitly, you definitely bought the land underneath. It also goes with it. Maybe Vikore. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu Shnayim, Rabbi Meir had said earlier, he argued, even two trees, we all assume is automatically land. There's an amazing Rambam. We'll start with that episode tomorrow, how he understands this that line. Kana Ilan, Vikarko, maybe Vikore. What if I explicitly buy a tree and the land under it? So then maybe Vikore, maybe the land surrounding it also, but if explicitly you buy the land, then it can be made Vikore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bali Arisios, Vachakuras, Bevim Vikore. Rabbi Yehuda says, arguing on what we had earlier, even the sharecroppers can be maybe Vikore. Right? Earlier we had in the Perek, no, they're not maybe Vikore. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that, maybe Vikore. Which types of sharecroppers? So, we have a machlokas. Let's do one. Tani Chakuri Bati Avo Seinim Mevim. The Brisa says that the machlokas is about ancestral sharecroppers. Sharecroppers that have been on this land for decades and centuries, so you're not going to get rid of them. Right? They've been working for your family for years and years. So that's what the machlokas is about. Those types of sharecroppers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hey, Nathma, Mevi Vakara. No, they can bring, because they're like owners. They're like owners, they can bring. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, B'Chakuri Bati Avos, He Masnisa. Only by Chakuri Bati Avos. Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, B'Bali Arisios, Chakuros, He Masnisa. No, it's about professional ones. Not Dafka ancestral ones. Professional ones that, you know, also you would be very hesitant to throw off the land, because they're professional. That's the machlokas, whether they're ancestral or professional. We'll have to stop there, and we'll continue this, finish up the parak by the Shem next time, and get back to that Rambam about buying three trees on the land.